You're listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast, episode 4. In this episode, I will tell you how you can find time to be creative, so let's get going. Hi everyone, I'm Linda Oshin. This podcast will inspire you to be creative and to play, even if you have a lot on your to-do list. Thanks for listening. The Creative Explorer Podcast is produced weekly for your enjoyment, and you can find the show notes at lindaoshin.net/CEP. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS reader or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook and pretty much everywhere else on social media. All the links are in the show notes. Let's get on with the show. In this episode, I will talk about how you can find time to be creative. I'm also going to give you a creative prompt, something you can do easily and in a short amount of time to get some creative play into your day. A small caution might be in order if you're sensitive to language. I must warn you that the occasional swear word might slip through the cracks when I edit. What am I working on? Well, I've finished the first two layers of color on the forest nymph painting. I'm working on my tarot deck. I'm planning the third hangout. I'm posting creative play under the hashtag 30 minutes creative play a day. You can find the exact hashtag on the show notes. I've joined the 100 Days of Visibility Challenge. I'm doing a pre-launch of my first coloring book, and I'm offering 50% on readings to those who sign up at the library. So how do you find time for creativity? It's very easy to forget to make time for yourself, especially if you have a full-time job and kids. I've been there and done that, plus all the housework despite chronic pain. You probably wish you had more time to yourself. Well, you're not getting any more time. The day only has 24 hours. You can't have 25 to use 1 hour for yourself. What you have to do is block off time in your calendar to spend only on yourself. Otherwise, you'll burn out faster than a match. It isn't selfish to set aside time to yourself, no matter what other people or your inner critic might say. You need to use time on self-care and hobbies if you want to stay sane. A happier mom or dad takes better care of her or his kids than someone who's worn out and unsatisfied. You'll find that your mood improves as well as your ability to handle stress and your productivity. It also makes it a lot easier for you to get back to your true self and to get closer to living your purpose. You don't have to set aside 2 hours each day at once. Starting with 5 minutes is good enough. Then you increase as you get used to it. When you reach an hour, I would suggest to portion the time out through the day. Some in the morning, some in the evening, and some in the middle. That way, you get to do more than one thing, and the people around you don't mind as much. But you still get the same amount of me time. We all need this time, everyone. Not just us creatives, but everyone needs some time alone. If we don't get it, we get more easily upset, we tend to bark at people, I know I have. To avoid this happening and to make yourself happier, you have to sit them down in advance, talk to them, explain why you need this, and plan your alone time in advance so there are no misunderstandings. Of course, you should tell them that you're allowed to interrupt me if the house is on fire or if something happened, but the level of importance that's needed for interruptions should be clear. Make sure to be 100% honest with those who love you because they do want you to be happy. Getting this on the table will make your whole family a lot happier in the end. It will teach others how to treat you and it will teach your kids how they deserve to be treated, and I think that's the most important part. Today's inspirational words are by Vincent van Gogh, and he says, "If you hear a voice within you say, you cannot paint, then by all means paint, and that voice will be silenced." And the prompt for today is, pick an item you no longer use and make it beautiful. Like refashioning a shirt you can't stand to make it better, or repurposing it for something completely different. That's it for me for today. Remember to sign up for the Playful Cut and Paste Hangout tonight. Thanks for listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast. The next episode will, among other things, be how to find your creative strength. If you have any questions, just reach out to me at linda@lindaurson.net, and remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.